I heard, it may have been Dad Hagin, but I heard somebody make this statement. It doesn't cost you to obey God. It pays. Sometimes you say, that sure did cost me when I obeyed. No. It pays to obey. See, this is most people, when they're in that position, they're looking in the natural. But we are talking about another realm that this mind here don't have that's why you have to renew it. Because you can't see this through your natural thinking, your five senses. It's a revelation coming from the spirit that's in your spirit, bringing this knowledge to you. Okay? So let's go on. Ooh, Jesus. Yet, to us God has what? Revealed them by and through his spirit. For the Holy Spirit does what? Searches how? Diligently exploring and examining everything. How many? Everything. Listen to this now. Everything, even what? Sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. The divine counsel and things hidden and beyond man's what? Scrutiny. I want to go back and reiterate on this. Notice, I looked at this. He said, he searches, the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring, examining everything, even sounding the what? Profound and bottomless. That's what got me. The things of God is so deep that it doesn't have a bottom. And you and I have this, the Holy Spirit in us to take us in that depth. Now you can see why the devil and thing fight you so hard. Don't want you to pray. Can't you see why? I don't see why I have to pray like that. You'll never get there unless you give yourself to prayer, to the word. Because see, the Spirit of God is in you. He want to take you to those places. Hallelujah. Are you with me so far? He said the bottomless things of God. The divine counsels and things hidden and beyond what man scrutiny. Watch this. For what person, this is what got me, the Lord taught me something on this. What person perceive, know, and understand what passes through a man's thoughts, except a man's own spirit within him? This was such a help, because I should wonder. I heard what he was saying, but I didn't fully understand. And he finally told me. Now I'm going to tell you what he told me. And if you already got it, praise God. So rejoice with me, because I finally got it. All right? He said, Jimmy, he said, there's not a thought come in your mind that your spirit don't know about. And boy, I said, Lord, have mercy. He said, that's why I want your spirit to be educated and have revelation, because your spirit man can judge. I'm going to show you in a moment. We're going to the script. And judge the thought that come from God and the thought that didn't come from God. If it didn't come from God, I can discard it. Every thought that comes in your mind, your spirit knows what it is. Every thought. And that's why you need, that's why you want your spirit strong. That's why you want, you notice what Colossians 3 says, I think it's 3:16. It said, let the word of Christ do what? Dwell in you richly. Doing what? Teaching, admonishing one another in what? Song and hymn and spiritual song and singing with what? Grace in your heart to the Lord. Isn't that what it said? So let me read the last and then I'm going to take you over here and show you. Let's finish this verse up. What verse I was on? Verse 11, right? So he said, just, listen to this. Ooh, this blessed me. Just so no one discerns, comes to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God, except who? The who? Who? Come on, talk to me now. Who? The Spirit of God. No one. Everything, every thought in God's mind, every thought that Jesus has, the Holy Spirit knows that thought. Just like you know every thought comes in your mind, the Holy Spirit knows every thought that God thinks. And look what he did. Look what he did. Look what he did. Let me throw this one in. This is the reason why he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. So you need to know the voice of your Father. You need to know the voice of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Look what he did. He brought you into a place and gave you the Holy Spirit that's in your spirit, know every thought of God. And it will do us well to spend some time communing with him, waiting on him, listening to him. It will do us well. It will pay well. It will cause you, your life to be enhanced. It will cause you to be spiritually developed. And you'll be able to understand and see over into the realm how to do things. What you've been struggling with your mind. And now you see clearly how to do it. So let me go there. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's pick up at verse 3. You got it? I'm still in Amplified. For though we do what? Walk, live in the flesh, we are not what? Carrying on our warfare according to the flesh. See, that's what Satan and religious people wants to do. Satan want to hold you in the realm of the flesh. Wants you to reason thing. Wants you to, if somebody do something to you, you don't like, he want to put in your heart, get him back. But you got to understand, you're not walking in the sense realm. You're in another realm. You are in the realm of the spirit. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we do not carry on our warfare according to what? The flesh. And using mere human weapons,